This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Kanye West, once again, has a problem with Taylor Swift, yet he claims that he doesn't. West responded to Taylor's fans posting on social media for a Swiftie emergency, which was to stream Beyoncé's new song, Texas Hold'em, to keep one of Kanye's new tracks from getting to number one. Kanye said that he's been more helpful to Taylor's career than hurtful. Delusional. Usher asked Justin Bieber to take part in his Super Bowl halftime show, but the singer wasn't feeling it. Before the big event, Bieber's longtime friendship with Usher sparked social media rumors that the two would team up on stage in front of a global audience of millions. Usher did his best to try to persuade Justin, but Big Baby Bieber wouldn't budge. Prior to the Super Bowl, Taylor Swift thanked her fans after finishing four Eras Tour shows in Tokyo, Japan. The Cruel Summer singer captioned a post, quote, "Tokyo, those four shows at Tokyo Dome were so wonderful. I'd missed you all so much and loved being on stage, frolicking around with my fellow performers and band again," unquote. Arigato, Taylor. The White Lotus has added Blackpink's Lisa. Yep, the K-pop idol will be featured when production begins this month in and around Koh Samui, Phuket, and Bangkok, Thailand. This marks the second time a Blackpink member has landed a big role on a TV series. Jennie appeared opposite The Weeknd in The Idol last year, which she chooses to forget. This year's Super Bowl 58 drew an audience of 123.4 million viewers as the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. That fell short of the 150 million plus viewers it would have needed to knock the 1969 Apollo moon landing out of the number one spot, but hey, not bad.
Dead or alive?
Actor Dolph Lundgren played heavies in action films such as Rocky IV and the James Bond film A View to a Kill. Dead or alive? Alive. Swedish-born Lundgren and his Norwegian-born wife just became U.S. citizens. Lundgren, who's been living in the U.S. on and off for 40 years, said it was time. He is 66. Beyoncé announced she will release the highly anticipated second act of her critically acclaimed Renaissance album on March 29th. The music superstar also dropped two new songs from the 16-track project, the country-ish Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, on streaming services during the Super Bowl because, well, she's Beyoncé. Stand-up comedian Matt Rife asked his buddy Pete Davidson to be a surprise warm-up act on the first night of his three-night stand at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Davidson agreed to do the gig, but backed out less than 2 hours before showtime. This is the latest in a series of cancellations by the troubled comedian. Uh-oh, is Pete back on drugs? A big change is coming to American Idol. Yup, Judge Katy Perry indicated during her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she'll probably exit the show after the upcoming 22nd season. When Kimmel asked her, "What do your fellow judges Lionel Richie and Luke Bryan think about that?" she replied, "Well, they'll find out tonight." Who will be the next dark horse?
Idiot of the Week!
Kanye West told people to go f*** themselves after he was slammed for uploading risque videos of his wife, Bianca Censori, wearing a barely-there bodysuit at a Super Bowl party. The mentally challenged rapper posted the same video of his wife three times, which had people scratching their heads, which we're getting used to doing. Idiot! Usher married his longtime girlfriend, Jennifer Goycochea, in a Las Vegas ceremony. The wedding went down on February 11th before the singer's Super Bowl halftime show. The couple got married at Vegas Weddings, which is near the iconic Little White Wedding Chapel. The singer's mom, Jonetta Patton, served as his witness. Aww, so sweet. Christopher Nolan won the Feature Film Prize from the Directors Guild of America for Oppenheimer, reinforcing his film's status as the heavy favorite this awards season. The honor went to Nolan at the end of the 76th annual DGA Awards, which took place in Beverly Hills. Celine Song won the award for first-time directing for her drama Past Lives. Congrats! Sofia Vergara's ex, Joe Manganiello, and his girlfriend, Caitlin O'Connor, have moved into their own place together. Yep. We hear that Manganiello, 47, and O'Connor, 34, are very much in love and have bonded over their Pittsburgh roots and passion for travel. You know he's going to want her to get pregnant because Sofia wasn't having any of that. Comedian Jon Stewart, 61, returned to Comedy Central's The Daily Show for the first time in nearly a decade to rapturous applause after stepping down as host in August 2015. Stewart, who fronted the show for 16 years, will both anchor and executive produce Monday night episodes of the show through the presidential election. Oh, yes.
The Trash Bin.
Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan have split due to tension in their relationship, according to multiple insiders. They're not together, a source said, after the Real Housewives of Miami star deleted all evidence of their relationship from her Instagram. Marcus's dad, NBA legend Michael Jordan, had publicly denounced their relationship. Well, she is a real housewife.
The news wrap-up.
Paramount Plus laid off 800 employees to become more profitable and efficient. Amazon Prime has been sued for their misleading new ad-supported subscription package. SiriusXM laid off 8% of its workforce, around 475 jobs. Lyft shares dropped like a stone after their CFO corrected a major earnings release error. Now that's putting it into reverse.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Bob Marley biopic, One Love, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
Vultures One by Kanye West is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Hot Schedules remains the top-paid app.
The number one book.
It's still Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham.
Beyoncé has released two new songs, 16 Carriages and the country-inspired Texas Hold'em. She is set to drop her new album, Act 2, on March 29th, the follow-up to her Renaissance album, which she released back in 2022. She previously flirted with country music when she included one country song on her Lemonade album in 2016. That year, she performed the song with the Chicks at the Country Music Association Awards ceremony. Well, we welcome Beyoncé pushing herself into new creative territory, including this new track, which we love. Here's Beyoncé with the song of the week, Texas Hold'em.
There's a tornado in my city. In the basement. That thing pretty. Rugged whiskey. We surviving. A breakup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't give up, come take it to the floor now.
That was Beyonce with the song of the week, Texas Hold'em. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.